I'm Sonia.
Many people talk about depression when they're feeling sad. But Sonia, who was on the youth panel, explained to a packed room that what she experiences is very different from feeling a bit down.
And I think of myself as a tool that breaks a lot, that a lot of the time I don't really work. I guess it makes me feel like I'm not what a person is supposed to be.
According to UCLA's Center for Health Policy Research, almost 20% of California youth, ages 12 to 17, reported needing help for emotional or mental health problems. In Alameda County, that number jumps up to 30%. But the help, or treatment, that young people receive isn't always what they're looking for. Someone who's trying to change that is Patrick Gardner, the executive director of the Young Minds Advocacy Project, a nonprofit organization that helps low-income youth and their families. He noted that many of the panelists had experienced problems within the mental health system.
For example, when they said, oh, I had a different therapist every year. Well, that's what we call continuity of care. Providing a therapist each year such that a child has to, or a young person has to tell their story over and over and over again is in some ways, well, uncaring at one level, but also ineffective at another.
But before young people even enter this system or start seeing therapists, often the most important first responders are family members. At the forum, young people from Chinese, Indian, and Filipino backgrounds explained how their depression wasn't culturally accepted. 23-year-old Amber Cavarles said her depression started when her mother died from cancer and her brother began attempting suicide. But talking about hardship or emotions just wasn't part of her Filipino culture. Instead of talking about it, she said, they lit candles at church. So she turned to the internet.
Google stuff like, how do you get colon cancer? Well, my mom died from it, now what? And just like any self-diagnosing type of thing without a doctor or professional, you start to self-blame, and because you're getting information from an outside source that doesn't know your personal story.
Some families present at the forum were looking for ways to recognize symptoms so that they could seek help.
My daughter is a frequent procrastinator. And recently she told me that her procrastination is due to attention deficit hyperactivity disorder. Will ADHD lead to depression in the long run?
Great question.
The forum's key message was that depression is a treatable illness. While it might be treatable, the youth panelists reiterated that it doesn't feel curable. With so much knowledge surrounding depression, it's hard to believe that painful stigmas still present an issue for so many cultures. Hopefully, this forum was just the beginning of many conversations that can change the way people view depression. For Cross Currents, I'm Raphael Johns.